We now continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma for lesson number 7. In lesson number 7, we will learn Perek Beis, Mishneh Dalet, and Mishneh Hey. The second Perek, the fourth Mishneh, and the fifth Mishneh. Remember that we were studying the four piyasos, the four procedures, sort of like lotteries, by which the Kohanim extended their fingers were counted, and the whole procedure that we went into detail about in the past several lessons. So they did it once for the Trumas HaDeshen, that was pious number one. They did it again for the various procedures having to do with the Korban Tomei, the Shechita, the Zrika, and the bringing up of the sections of the cut sections of the Korban Tomid animal up to the ramp, up to the lower part of the ramp leading up to the Mizbeach. And now we're up to pious number 3. And pious number 3 was for who was going to do the avoda of the Ketores, to kindle, to see to it that the incense was ignited. So HaPayas HaShlishi, an announcement was made. We're making a pious to who's going to get the honor of doing the Ketores, but only rookies, only Kohanim who never did it before, are going to be in the circle. Chadoshim Laktores, those people who are new, never did Ketores before, Bo'u V'Hafisu, come and be part of the circle for the pious. And the reason being, because the Ketores is Ma'asheres. The Ketores brings about wealth. If a person does the mitzvah of the Ketores, which only a Kohen can do, he becomes wealthy. This is based on the Pasuk, Yosimu, in Parshas V'zoyis HaBrocha, Yosimu Ketoro B'yapecho, that's Ketores, Ketoro, Borech Hashem Chelo Ufoal Yodov Tirtze. His might will be blessed by God, and the actions of his hand will be pleasing to God. So therefore, everybody wanted it. So we wanted to give everybody an equal chance to become wealthy. So we only allowed chadoshim, only allowed people who never had done the Ketores before to be part of Pious Shlishi. That's an easy one. Now we go on to Pious Revi. Pious Revi was open to newcomers as well as to veterans. V'horvi chadoshim im yishonim. It was announced here anybody could come and participate. And we're going to have the Hagrola for now. We're going to have the pious for now. The vote, so to speak, the contest going around the circle is going to be to determine mi ma'ale evorim min hakevesh lamizbeach. Who is going to bring the evorim, which are now the sections of the animal, which are now arranged on the bottom part of the ramp? Who's going to bring them up from the ramp to the mizbeach? So for this too, there was a pious. Rashi and Tosfos and Maseches Yoma Daf Chavov and Medbeis both agree that only one Kohen won that pious number 4, and only one Kohen took slowly, piece by piece, from the ramp to the surface of the Mizbeach. However, there are other opinions quoted in the Tosfos Yeshonim there on Daf Chavov that no, here too you needed the same number of Kohanim, namely 9, who brought the sections and the Yayin, etc., from the floor of the Azorah to the ramp. They had the same number going, winning the pious and going from the ramp to the Mizbeah. In any case, let's continue with Mishneh Hey. Now we learned that when it came to the procedure, back in Mishneh Gimel, there were a total of 13 Kohanim. But one of them did the Shechita, and one did the Kabbalah and the Zrika, and one did the Dishun Mizbeach HaPanimi, and the other one did the Dishun HaMenorah. That's 4, who weren't involved at all with the actual body, carcass of the slaughtered animal. So those 4 are out of the 13. So you're left with 9. There are a total of 9 Kohanim who actually picked up a piece, a section of the shechted animal, the slaughtered animal, and brought it up to the kevesh, to the ramp. One bringing the head and the rear foot, one bringing the 2 forelegs, one bringing the tail and the left rear foot, etc., etc., a total of 9. So the Mishnah here says, Tomid Korev Betisha. Normally, the Korban Tomid was brought, the pieces of the animal were brought to the ramp, 9 Kohanim involved. There were times ba'asara. There were times when 10 kohanim were required. Ba'achad asar. There were times when 11 kohanim were required. And bishneim asar. There were times when 12 were required. Lo pachos, never less than 9 kohanim. V'lo yoser, and never more than 12 kohanim. Ketzad, how do we get these 9, 10, 11, 12 numbers? Atzmo, the simple act of the Korban Olas Hatomet, which was brought every single morning, every day in the year, day in and day out. That's Betisha. You needed 9 Kohanim. Those are the Kohanim that are enumerated back in Mishnah Gimel. Number 1 is of the 9. Number 1 is Harosh V'Haregel. Number 2 is Shtei HaYodayim, etc. Number 9 is the one who brought the Yayin, the wine. Now, Bechog, on Sukkos, besides the Nisuch HaYayin, besides the wine which was poured on the Mizbeach, there was also water, Nisuch HaMayim, which was poured upon the Mizbeach. And that was done in the morning. So you needed an extra Kohen, a 10th Kohen, to bring, to carry the container of water, the Tzlochis Shelmayim. So Bechog, on the Yom Tov of Sukkos, Biyad Echot Tzlochis Shelmayim, one additional Kohen carried the bottle or jar or container of water, Harei Kanasoro, so you had 10. The 9 who brought the everything that's enumerated in Mishneh Gimel, and the 10th who brought the Tzlochis Shelmayim on Sukkos. Bein Ho Arbayim, until now we've basically been discussing the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, the morning Korban Tomid. But there was another Korban Tomid brought in the evening. And that also required 9 for the same 9 sections or special soles or chavitin or yayin. You needed 9 in the evening too. You needed 9 in the evening as well. However, you would require an additional 2 kohanim. Because in the evening there was also a mitzvah of putting upon the mizbeach shnei gizrei etzim, 2 chunks of wood. We learned earlier that in the morning the kohen who was privileged to do the mitzvah of trumas hadeshen got a special bonus, and that was that he brought put upon the mizbeach those sections of wood, those chunks of wood. In the evening, however, there was no trumas hadeshen, so there was no kohen who had won the privilege of bringing up to the Mizbeach the 2 chunks of wood, the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. These were heavy pieces, so each gezer, each chunk of wood required another Kohen. That's 2. 9 and 2 is 11. So, Bein Ho Arbayim, Ba'achad Osor. Hu Atzmo Besisha, the same 9 that we learned about in Mishneh Gimel. Ushnayim and 2 additional Kohanim, number 10 and 11, Biyodom Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, each carrying a chunk of wood to place upon the Mizbeach. Uva Shabbos. On Shabbos, you also required Achad Osor. You also required 11. Why? Hu Atzmo Besisho. Because on Shabbos, they brought the Korban Tomid and the Boker like any other time of the year. At time of the week. However, on Shabbos, you brought an additional something. What you brought also was the Shnei Bazichei Levona, the 2 cups, goblets, full of incense. Because the Levona, the frankincense, was placed upon the bread of the Lechem Haponim. V'nosatol hamareches Levona Zakov, v'hoyesol lalechem liazkoro. So every Shabbos, when they removed the Lechem Haponim, they would be maktir, they would burn those Shnei Bazichei Levona. So you have 2 Kohanim involved with the Shnei Bazichei Levona. Those 2 added to the 9, you had 9 plus 2 is 11. U'b'Shabbos Shebetoch HaChag, what about Shabbos in the middle of Sukkos? So then you had the 11 that you have in every ordinary Shabbos, plus the mayim, the water needed for Nitzach HaMayim, that was 12. Biyad Echod, Tzlochis, Shel Mayim. So this is the number game that we learned of how many Kohanim had to be involved each day in simply moving things from one place to the other, from the floor to the Kevesh, from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach, etc. And so we have completed lesson number 7, which was Perek Bey's Mishnah 4 and 5. And tomorrow we will go on to lesson number 8, Mishnah Vov and Mishnah Zion.